In
the Sonata, in the yeah. Roma. This is where.
Like, this is where all the magic is taking place. Just like, just in the car, hanging out. Like, yeah. Really?
We
wow.
just listened to 103 The Free and.
Holiday! Celebrate! Yeah, because we're celebrating life. We're celebrating Thursday night. It's our first fucking podcast. I don't know if we can swear. Great. Are we allowed to swear in the podcast?
Yeah, we're not streaming on that.
Okay. Right, yeah, this isn't on the air yet. Yeah. Plus, we're going to have like an 18 plus audience because we have censored topics that we like to discuss here.
Yes, we are very, you know, very pinpointed on our conversations.
Exactly.
Normally. Usually we have a mission through the night, which we're working through. Definitely a lot of like mental health, well-being, like definitely bringing up. We really should have been life coaches. But
yeah, I mean, we go through a lot ourselves, so
lot.
We're here just trying to figure out our own stuff so we can like help others with their own
stuff. Yeah, like maybe
stuff.
You've struggled with the same thing we have, because let me tell you what. Lord knows I've been down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, been there down. Is no. There are hardly some roads that we've been down them all.
No street lights, everybody.
No. Exactly. So here we are. It's Thursday night.
Yeah. Never really a real agenda. Just sit in the Sonata and smoke our signal menthols.
Yep, that's how we do it. We chat and.
This is adulting.
Yes, this is adulting. You meet up with your friend, you sit in their driveway, you talk about life for 1 hour after work or plus, depending on how great the conversation is, and then you just move on with your day. Yeah, you know, it's therapeutic.
Oh my God, it's great. I'm telling you, stop just sitting in your house and sulking. Shit's not gonna get, I'm not saying you gotta go out in public.
Absolutely not.
You don't know.
Just step outside the living room and you're snuggy on the couch, okay? Because. Happiness is literally just a phone call away and a friend away. Especially if you have one that lives like very close.
Yeah, we definitely hope to soon be doing call-ins where you can call in and talk to us. Almost like some of the famous radio female hosts.
Yeah, we definitely.
We can't be saying names.
Call-ins.
I don't know. We read something about defamation, and we're just. If any of
well,
you
what
are
if we're
like
just
a,
chatting? What if we're talking people up? I mean, are
I
you
think
still
we're able
allowed?
To talk people up because it said that defamation was anything to like ruin their career.
Because personally, like we are obsessed with Ellen. We are so happy. We really want to meet Ellen. Our dream is to become.
I want to do a podcast on your stage in a car.
Please, Ellen. Like literally, this is a dream come true. So hopefully, through all of this, if anything, if the one
Ellen.
Thing that happens, if we just meet Ellen, it would be like we made it. You know. $100 million, can't even compare. Like, we just need to meet Ellen, okay?
I mean, $100 million is a lot of money.
$100 million is a lot of money. But compared to Ellen, if Ellen, you're listening, it's not compared to you.
I don't know. I mean, how much money does she have? Because I feel like if I had $100 million, I might be able to move to where we can grocery shop at the same store. It's $100 million.
Ellen, we might have to reconsider this.
I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna Google where she lives.
There we go. Are we off the air?
No, we are on the air.
Oh, we're on the air still. Okay, yeah. I'm just getting used to technology, really. I mean, Aaron pretty much does it all for us. It's kind of like our navigation.
By the way,
life.
Ellen, the number one thing Googled about where does Ellen is where does Ellen's generous mom live?
Holidays, they want to stalk Ellen's mom's house. You know, she's obviously coming over.
Oh my God, leave her poor mother alone.
I know.
Don't make me start a Britney 2006 thing again.
Like, right, we will go there. We're here for you, Ellen, and Ellen's family, okay? All day long with it.
Like, we are... I know you guys don't know who we are yet, but trust me, we are fucking feisty.
Yeah. And we're ready to play. Coming out.
I guess they live in Beverly Hills, California. They have four dogs
Everybody
and three cats.
Everybody lives in Beverly Hills.
Oh, I know. We need to live in Beverly
we're
Hills.
We're going to Beverly Hills one day. Do you remember that movie, True Beverly Hills?
No.
What was that movie called? Beverly Hills, what a thrill. Beverly Hills, what a thrill. That's the part of the movie I really remember, but great, great movie. We'll have to watch it one night.
So I don't remember that movie. Okay, so we don't have very many homes, and I'm looking at $10 million right now to live in Beverly Hills, sweetie. Okay, so for $30 million, I mean, it's a 10,000 square foot house in Beverly fucking Hills. I mean, I'm not, I'm
we
sure
have to
Ellen,
dream somewhere.
I'm sure Ellen's house is beautiful, but like, I don't even need a $30 million. Like, look, half the price, $10 million right here.
4 bedrooms, that's just what we need, and pool. Oh, it has solar cover too.
I mean, it's like great.
We love white couches.
So whoever owns a house on 121 or 1281 Loma Vista Drive in Beverly Hills, California for $9.299 million. Yeah, we're interested. I mean, I don't know if we're going to be able to afford that $36,000 a month mortgage, but
I mean, today we can't, but we can dream for tomorrow. Because one day, maybe we will be able to. You know, with great subscribers.
It's literally $1,900 a square foot.
Wow. You know, and they say money can't buy happiness. Money buys the happiness. Money buys all the happiness. You know what? Whoever said money doesn't buy happiness obviously has money.
No.
They have all the money. Because you know what? The only thing keeping me up at night is the fact that I don't have money. Like, am I going to pay my bills? Is my car going to be repossessed? Like, we don't know. Like, it's all in the air.
You got to watch tomorrow's podcast.
Exactly. But you know what? If I had money, I wouldn't have to worry about that. I'd be sleeping tucked in, safe and sound, you know.
Happy as a fucking peach.
No stressy stress, you know? Because you know what? That's what money does for you. Gives you peace of mind. I don't care what anybody says.